Okay, let's get going. We're on Daf Tes Amud Beis. On Daf Tes Amud Beis, we were just talking about that when it comes to Yovel, at least, certain actions are necessary, and the Yovel being in place is contingent on you doing those actions. It's a three-way machlekes. One man d'amar says all of them. You have to do all three of them are recalibrating the fields. In other words, sending the fields back to their original owners. We even say they're rightful owners. The other one is freeing the slaves. And the third thing is the blowing of the shofar. So the last mandarma says all three of them are ma'akiv. The second to last mandarma says that just the blowing of the shofar is ma'akiv. After all, that's Tali and Bezdin, and there'll always be a shofar around. And the first mandarma says that the freeing of the slaves is what's going to be at ma'akiv, because that's the thing that it says in the pasuk right before it says the word yayim. Anyway, we're moving on after the two dots. And we said that the Mishnah says Natiya is referring to Arla. The din of Arla is the first 3 years you plant a tree, so the fruits of that tree are Aser Behana, and then the fourth year it's called Neter Revai, where it has to be eaten B'Kedusha in Yerushalayim or B'Poydet, similar to the din of Maaser Sheni. Now I just tell you that I had a tree. We had a tree on our porch, and the Rav Paskin, we have to keep 3 years of Arla, even though we bought the tree, but because we repotted it, therefore needed 3 years of Arla. By the time we finished the tree, the tree was already dead. We don't do so well with trees or with plants for that matter, but we're getting better. Anyway, Akitzer, so you have to keep that in mind when you make an investment in a tree, that there's 3 years of Arla. So Natiya Minalan. Where do we know that Natiya starts from? The beginning of Tishrei, because it says in the pasuk, "Dichsiv shalosh shanim areilim." 3 years it should be ar. Luksiv ubashana harevius, and then it says again the word shana. V'yalef shana mi Tishrei, and then I will make a hekesh. It says here the word shana, and it says elsewhere the word shana, and there it's referring to Tishrei. Dichsiv mereishis hashana. So therefore, if there it's Tishrei, also here it's Tishrei. So the gemara v'ligmar shana mi nisan. There's another pasuk that also says the word shana, and that's referring to Nisan. So how do I know which shana to link it to? Dichsiv, it says over there, Rishon Ulechem Lechodshe Ha Shana. So it's referring to Nisan. It uses the word shana. Answers the Gemara. I'll tell you why. Don in shana she'enim chadashim, mishana she'enim chadashim. I'd rather learn out where if it says in the pasuk the word shana and doesn't make mention of chadashim. I'd rather learn it out from a different place where it also mentions Shana doesn't say Chadashim. In other words, the pasuk that we mentioned, which is by Nisan, which is Rishon Lechod Shei Hashana, because it mentions Chodesh, therefore it makes it a little bit less a little bit less similar characteristically to the pasuk by Arla, and therefore Arla is more likely to be compared to Tishrei. Tana Rabbana. Let's see what it says in the Braisa. Echad ha-noiteya, whether a person is doing a regular planting. Echad ha-maravrich. A maravrich is someone who bends something like a vine and like reburies it or replants it in the ground. Echad ha-markiv. A markiv is when a person grafts a vine and puts it into the ground. Those are the three different things. Erev Shvius, these are two different types of planting. Erev Shvius, Shloishim Yoim Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. He does it Erev Shvius 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, or at minimum of 30 days. Also, Loishana, that counts for a year. We said Erla is 3 years. So if you plant 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, that is going to count for a year for you. Umutu Lakaimon Beshvius. And now this tree, you're allowed to sustain a tree during Shemitah. The din is during Shemitah, you don't have to allow everything to die. You can't you can't bolster it, but you can sustain it. So you can sustain something that you're allowed to have. So being that I planted this more than 30 days before Shemitah, so therefore it's considered as if it had an entire year, I can now be mekayim it during Shemitah. Aber pachas mishloishim yoim, if it was less than 30 days lefnei Rosh Hashanah, loy also loishana, that does not count for a year. If you did that right before Shemitah, you have to let it die, because it's as if you're planting for Shemitah, because it wasn't planted on the year before. It didn't fully develop yet. Now we say something interesting. So I would say, if that's the case, that if it's if I planted 30 years or 30 days or more before the Rosh Hashanah, it's considered as if a year. So at the end of 2 years and a month, I would say, okay, bada bing, bada boom, I'm finished. I'm ready to move on, and I don't have my orla anymore. Says the Mishnah, no. Upeirois netiyah zu asurin ad tu bishvat. What? That's right. I said tu bishvat. Why? Because we're going to force him to wait up until the end of the next, now, tree year. Not fruit, not orla year, tree year, as we know from our Mishnah, that Beisil Paskins, tu bishvat is Rosh Hashanah for the Ilanois. So therefore, he hasn't, so it end up being actually practically more than 2 years and a month. It won't be three full years because Shvat is before Adar, which is before Nisan, which is, so you're not waiting an entire year. You have to wait more than 2 years and a month. Peirois netiya zu asurin ad tu bishvat im la'ar la'ar la. In other words, in the third year, you have to wait for there, and it will have a status of arla until tu bishvat. Im la'revai, revai. And in the fourth year, you're going to have to wait until tu bishvat in order for it to diminish the kedusha of revai. Now, revai is not really usur, revai just has to be dealt with properly. But the point is that you'll never be able to start after 2 years and a month, excuse me, or 3 years and a month. It'll always be more than that, but not a complete 3 years and 4 years. Is that somewhat clear? It's a little bit complicated, but again, a person planted 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. So we say, oh, that counts for a year. Kind of accounts for a year. And then at the end of the 2 years later, I would say, okay, I finished my third year. But Rashi says, even though we said, also Leishana, still it's not going to be mutter li miyad, it's only going to be mutter until Tu Bishvat. Now the Gemara is going to say, where did you get this from? Mino hani mili, second line, daf yud amin aleph, amir rab chiyah bar abba, amir rab yoichanan. He says, umatzla mishmei de rabiyana, some people say it comes from rabiyana, amir kra. Uba shona harevius. Now that vav is going to be a drasha. It says there's 3 years of arla, and the fourth year. The Vav makes it sound like the fourth year also has what it would had in the last Pasuk, even though the Pasuk continues to say that the fourth year is Neter Revai. Bashona Chamishis. And in the fifth year, it sounds like the fifth year has the fourth years in it also, even though the fifth year is supposed to be 100% Chulin in regular crops. The answer is Pa'amim Sheberevius Vadayin Asur Mishum Arla. There are times when it's the fourth year and it's still Asur Mishum Arla. How is that if he planted it right before the second year, 30 days before? Upa Amim, and sometimes it's in the Chamishis, Vadayin Asur Mishum Revai. And sometimes it's in the fifth year and it's still Asur Mishum Revai, as we mentioned. So what do we see from this Vav? This Vav says that we're linking the fourth year to the third year, which sometimes the fourth year has some of the dinim of the third year. And we're linking the fifth year to the fourth year. Sometimes the fifth year has some of the dinim of the fourth year. And that would imply that there's something to be added. And what did we say is the amount of time? It's 30 days. You have 30 days in order. If you planted within 30 days beforehand, then it's going to be good, says the Gemara. Perhaps this that we mentioned, the number 30, perhaps that's Lema Deloy Kirab Meir. Maybe that is not going in according to Rab Meir, D Rab Meir. Amar Yom Echad Bishana Chashiv Shana. Perhaps this is not going like Rav Meir, because Rav Meir said 1 day in a year is considered to be a year. So we said you need 30 days. Rav Meir says you need 1 day. It seems like we're not like Rav Meir. Where's Rav Meir from? Rav Meir says the following thing. Rav Meir is not talking about crops at all. He's talking about animals. Detanya, par ha'omer b'toyra. The par, what it says, a para, is a par, that is a cow. So we know, we're going to see later, our mayor says, an egel is a little cow. Ben bakar is a medium cow. A par is already an adult cow. So how do you become an adult cow? Says Rav Meir, Tetanya, par ha'amar b'toyra, stam, ben esrim v'ar b'choydesh v'yoyim echad, the Rav Meir. The mayor says there has to be 24 months and 1 day. Interesting. What does 1 day mean? Well, 24 months basically breaks down to 2 years. One day, according to Rav Meir, he's going to hold that one day is going to make it your third year. Because Yom Echad B'Shana, Chashiv Shana. So says Rav Meir, in order to be a par, which is an adult cow, you need to have 3 years. That's 24 months and a day. There's Rav Meir's Yom Echad. Rabbi Elazar Amar ben Esrim ba'arba chodesh ve'lamid yoim. Rabbi Elazar says you need 24 months and 30 days, 25 months. But we said it this way intentionally because it's 2 years, two full years, and 30 days. Because Rabbi Elazar of the opinion that only 30 days is considered a shana. Shai Rabbi Meir Aymer komakim shenemer egel. Rabbi Meir said anytime it says egel batara stam, it's ben shana. Ben bakar stam is ben shnayim. Par is ben shalish. So what do I see? That in order to be 3 years, according to Rav Meir, you need 24 months and a day. Because Yom Echad B'Shana, Chashiv Shana. Why over here are we requiring 30 days before the new year? Afilu Teima Rav Meir, says the Gemara, maybe even our Braisa can go like Rav Meir. Ki kam Rav Meir, Yom Echad B'Shana, Chashiv Shana, that's B'Soif Shana. Aval B'Tchilas Shana Loi. In other words, when you're at the end of a count, I got my first year, I got my second year. Now I want to get my third year in. Yom Echad B'Shana, Chashiv Shana, at the end, that's going to work. But to start something off, it's not going to work. So therefore, Ki kam Rav Yom Echad B'Shana, Chashiv Shana, B'Soif Shana, B'Tchila Shana, Loi Amar. Loi. B'Tchila Shana, Loi. Amar Rava, says Rava. Belav, kal v'chomer he? Where's the logic in that? Isn't it a kal v'chomer? Uma nida. I'll show you. By nida. She'ein tchilas hayoyim oilola b'soifa. The tchilas hayoyim doesn't help her for the end of her cycle. At the end of a nida cycle, she needs an entire day. She can only be toivel after nightfall. Soif hayoyim oilola b'tchilasa, and still the end of the day works for her in the beginning when she starts counting, when she sees down, that's considered the first day. Shana, Shiyom Echad Oilola B'Soifa. Shana, where you're saying Yom Echad does work at the end. We're about to turn the Amid. Shana, that Yom Echad is Oilola B'Soifa. Einoi Din, Shiyom Echad Oilola B'Tchilasa. So for sure, Yom Echad is going to work in the beginning. By need, that doesn't work at the end, works in the beginning. If it works in the end over here by Shana, by Shemitah, so for sure it should work also in the beginning. So the Gemara rejects that attempt at making this work also with Rav Meir. Says the Gemara, Ve'elamai, Rav Elazar. Okay, so you're telling me it can't be Rav Meir. Okay, so then you're telling me, who is it going like Rav Elazar? Rav Elazar holds that you need 30 days. Then shloishim u'shloishim boy, you should need 30 and another 30 days. In other words, you need 30 days that are going to say that it's considered a shana. But you also need 30 days in order for the produce to stick. Remember we said when you plant, it has to be that it takes hold. So it should take 30 days to take hold. And then another 30 days you should need for it to be considered that shana. So it should be shloshim u'shloshim by ditnan, like we see in the Mishnah. Ein noitin, ve'ein mavrichin, ve'ein markivin. These are the three things we spoke about previously. You can't do any of them. You can't plant, and you can't graft. You can't bend the vine and put it into the ground. Any of these things. Erev shvius, pachas mishloshim yoyim lefnei Rosh Hashanah, v'im nata, u'mavrich, v'hivrich, v'hirkiv, ya'akar, take it out. Rabbi Kiva, Omer Kol Hakavish Eino Koiletes. Bigimel Yamim Shum Eino Koiletes. If it's not Koilet the first 3 days, it's not Koilet. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Omer Shtei Shabbosos. 2 months, 2 weeks, two Shabbosim. Now this is the important line. VaAmar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravu, LeDibrei Omer Lamid, Sorech Lamid Ushloishim. If you hold, you need 30 days in order for it to hold. You need another 30 days for it to consider this year. According to that says he needs 3 days to hold. You need 3 days to hold and another 30 days in order to be considered to be that you planted it this year. So we can't say that this, what we said before, that it's exactly 30 days goes like Rabbi Lazar, because it's Rabbi Lazar, you should need 30 and another 30. Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Svirale. Maybe you want to say it holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that's not going to help you either. You should need 30 and 3. So who are we going like when we said it's exactly 30 days? Ella lo'ilam Rab Meir. We're going back and we're saying he really is Rab Meir. And Rab Meir is the opinion of Yoim Echad B'Shana Chashiv Shama. He kamar lamid, v'chi kamar lamid l'klita. We said that you need 30 days. He didn't mean 30 days in order for it to be considered a year. You need 30 days exactly for that reason, that it has to take hold. We need that the seeds have to start growing. Yachi lamid aleph boy. Okay, but you should still need 31 days. 30 days for it to take hold. And one day, because Yoim Echad B'Shana Chashiv Shana. Answers the Gemara, Kasavar Yoim Shloishim Oile Lekan Ulekan. Says the Gemara, he is of the opinion that the 30th day counts for both of them. It counts 30 days for it to take hold. And on the 30th day is also the first day. It has a dual functionality. Yoim Shloishim Oile Lekan Ulekan. So you need 30 days and one day. But the 30th day counts as the 30th and the one day of the Yom Echad B'Shana Chashiv Shana. Okay, we did a lot today. Baruch Hashem, I'd like to try to chazer tomorrow and continue to move forward. If there are any questions, feel free to ask. If some things are a little unclear, you can wait till tomorrow and hopefully we'll make it a little clearer. Any questions? Okay, Gevaldik, my friends, thank you very much. Make it a great day, everyone. We continue tomorrow. We're going to go back a little bit and continue to go further tomorrow.